joined by today's winner, the Whitepole 200, driver number 60, Copart Ford, Carl Edwards. This is Carl's 29th victory in 210 NASCAR Nationwide Series races. Carl, tell us about your run.
Just the best race car I've ever had. That's it. That car is so easy to drive and so fast through the corners that I'm just very, very lucky to be driving. So I got to thank Mike Beam and Jack Roush and the guys that back at the shop that built the car and the pit stops, the adjustments, everything was good. I mean, that's a really, really good race car.
And we're also joined by today's winning crew chief, Mike Beam. Mike, you got to watch it unfold from on top of the box. Your thoughts on today's race?
Well, you know, everyone's really worked hard. And when you bring Carl here, you're expected to win anyway, which you are every week. And I would, it was just a great day for us. We unloaded, and the car was fast. And, we didn't run the last practice, which I think that helped us there. I was afraid it was going to start a little bit free, and it worked out that way. But we just rolled the center real well, and that's all we worked on. The pit stops, the guys did a great job. The engine just ran awesome. I mean, the acceleration, and it's just I'm very blessed to be part of it.
We're joined by team owner Jack Roush. Mr. Roush, pretty high praise from Carl on saying the best race car he's ever had here.
It's a shame that it works out like that with only one race left, for this car. And then we'll be off to the car tomorrow, which is going to be a happy story for Ford and for the Mustang to be able to have that next year. But I just want to say thanks to all the guys for working hard and believing in what we were trying to do all year. There's one of the guys that's easily overlooked is our engineer that stands behind us. Scott Graves got drafted into this team about two races ago, and I think he's two for two now. And I'm not nearly that good, so we have to 2 for 3. But he's doing a real nice job. All the guys worked hard, and there are times in the year when our cars just didn't seem to have the speed, and everybody continued to work. Nobody gave up. Engines have gotten better, and we're just really looking forward to the new Mustang for next year and wishing that we could be assured that we could take the things that we've learned this year forward, but there'll be new things to learn next year. We'll do the best we can as soon as we can.
We'll go ahead and open up to questions to the media. Please, as a reminder, state your name and affiliation. We'll start with Michael, Jenna, Reed, and Bruce.
Michael Knight, Arizona Republic for Carl. Congratulations. Cup pole yesterday, Nationwide win today. Does this have the feeling to you of one of those very special weekends?
Yes, and it's already been special. We've got one more thing to do, and hopefully we can go do that tomorrow, win that race. We're fastest in both practices today with our Aflac Fusion. And pole, win here. I mean, it's going well. I'm enjoying myself. That's for sure. And I thought about that a little bit out there with about 25 or 30 to go. That I really am fortunate to be doing this. And weekends like this remind me of that. When everything seems to be going well. And I know it can all stop in a hurry. One caution or one flat tire or something could have ended that run there, but it worked out, and yes, it is a very special weekend already.
Jennifer, Associated Press. Jack, Carl was saying on TV that you had him skip the final Nationwide practice to concentrate on cut practice, and he was saying that he wasn't real comfortable with that. It was weird for him to sit out a practice. Can you talk about why you did that and how you had to talk him into it?
Well, I thought it was obvious. It was obvious to Bob Osborne that he was going to have a better chance at the pole if he got right out of the practice in the Sprint Cup car and then qualified the Sprint Cup car. And I had conversation with Mike. We had about 50 minutes left when the decision was made that he would miss the last practice. And we thought that with 50 minutes and maybe 45 by the time we got around to it, that there was enough time to get the car ready for the race. And he may have qualified better, had a few hundreds faster if he'd have run that second hour's practice in the Nationwide car. But as it turned out, he didn't need to. Starting on the front row was great. The second place position was okay in terms of picking a pit box. But I thought that I should take the heat if it went horribly bad. That I would be my fault, and it wouldn't be Carl's or or mics, and so that's the reason I raised my hand and said, I think that's what you ought to do. I don't do that very often, but I did it yesterday.
And I can speak for Mike. He really appreciates that. A little backstory is last week we were really good in practice at Texas. I said, hey, I think we ought to just park this thing. I think your words were something like, Jack will have my rear end if I park this thing early and we don't win the race. So there's kind of a lot of pressure on Mike to do that, so we appreciate you making that call, Jack.
I'm Reed Spencer with Sporting News. Carl, how much contact was there between you and Kyle on that last restart?
There's quite a bit of contact, and I'd have to see the replay, but it felt like he just turned left into me and hit my right front fender. But we were looking into the sun. It was coming to the line, and I just wasn't sure. So I chose just to race and act like it was an accident. It probably was an accident, but it just didn't seem right there for a minute. And I'll watch the replay, and if it's something I don't agree with, then you know I'll discuss it with him.
Bruce Martin, SI.com. It's kind of a follow-up to that. This, you know, in light of the fact this was the best car you say you ever drove, did you breathe a little sigh of relief when you found out that Kyle was out of it?
Yes, I did, but then at the end, Kyle passed me and got back on the lead lap, so then I let him go. I didn't want to race him too hard because I didn't know his state of mind there, and so I let him go, and then I started thinking, well, if we have a caution, and he's got pretty fresh tires, he'll stay out. He might be leading the race on a restart, so then it kind of made me nervous, and I didn't know. I chased him down there for a little while to see if I could put him a lap down again, but I couldn't do it, so I didn't quite understand what was going on there, but I wasn't as concerned with wasn't concerned about Kyle alone. It looked like all the guys back there were about the same speed, so I was concerned about a restart in general.
Anything further for these gentlemen? Any questions from downstairs? Gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you guys very much.